Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series opener. Shuckers finally back at home, this time against the Montgomery Biscuits. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by one of two Canadians on the roster in Justin King. Justin, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
First time in your career you've made it to the AA level. You're around a lot of talented guys out in that bullpen. How fun has it been being up in AA?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's also really nice watching the other guys be able to compete as well. Just kind of being with these guys, especially learning what it's like, especially being down in the South, in the Southern League, dealing with a lot of humidity right now. But, when I was back at Alabama and ULM, I kind of had a little bit of a grasp of what I'm expected, especially for this weather. But, it's starting to kick me in the butt a little bit today.
You're a kid who's born and raised in Alberta. You said you went to school and down in the South, but that's a big move for a guy from Canada. How are you adjusting to, first off, no snow come March, and B, the weather come summertime?
Yeah, it's definitely a big change. I was actually just on the phone with my parents the other night. They were talking about how, it just finally started to, instead of snow, it's actually rain now. The whole entire switch over to it, it's a little adjustment, but if you want to play baseball, it's better to play it in warm weather than cold weather. So I'm taking it for granted, maybe a little bit every now and then, complaining with this weather, but at the end of the day, I still gotta love it, right?
You had some time this past offseason, the Arizona Fall League. You were one of a couple different Shuckers on this year's roster who played in the Fall League. You ended up winning the title with the Surprise Saguaros. How incredible was that experience?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. It was really just nice being with a bunch of different guys from different organizations as well. And now seeing those guys compete as well, playing up against them too. It's just nice catching up, before or after a game. We had a really good team. At the very beginning, we kind of had a little bit of a rough start. But then as soon as we got past, the second week, I think, everybody really started to gel together. I think we had, six Canadians on that team to begin with. So, we were pretty tight-knit just from that. And at the end of it all, we came out with that win.
Well, and for you, there are not many Canadians in professional baseball. How special is it to have that many on one team?
Definitely special. It's always nice seeing people from your home country playing baseball, the game that you played growing up, loved, and everything like that. The whole, hey, if you're from Canada, you're a hockey guy. I hope people are starting to realize that it's starting to change a little bit. We got some guys up in the big leagues as well. So it's just really enjoy the moment. Enjoy the fact that there are people on the same grind that I'm on as well. So I'm really, really excited for it.
How did playing in the Fall League help prepare you for AA? Because in the Fall League, much like AA, that's where a lot of teams' top prospects are on any given year.
It helped a lot just kind of knowing what to expect when you get to the next level. Every single hitter there, they had really good plans up at the plate, changes every single time they step in that box. And it's literally a chess match. So you face one guy and then maybe 2 weeks later you face him again. You have that mental cue of like, oh yeah, this guy, he likes fastballs in or something like that. And understanding that they have the exact same thing going on. I was like, oh, this guy really likes to elevate the fastball, so I got to be ready for that. So just the idea of knowing that these guys, they're ready to hit, they're ambushing anything that they see is, square in the zone. And if you put it in the zone, they're going to hit it. So really controlling the corners for myself, that's like a big adjustment that I have to make no matter what.
You're one of the really unique players in this organization, much for the fact not only did you go to school in the United States after starting and growing up in Canada, but you also entered Indian Hills Community College as a hitter, and then you moved full-time to pitching. What was that transition like?
It was a weird transition. I was a hitter my whole entire life. My coaches in high school, they said, just be a hitter. You're a very good hitter. If you want to be a pitcher down the road, give it a try. You're a lefty, but right now let's preserve the arm. And that's what I've been told a lot the past couple of years, is that, oh yeah, you have a really young, fresh arm, and that's really, really good for a pitcher. I ended up not doing any pitching at all until I was, I think, 21 years old. It was my very last year of college, and I started to figure out that I couldn't hit hard velocity anymore. My eyes are starting to go, maybe. I don't know. So I said, why not just give pitching a try? And the head coach at ULM, Coach Mike Federico, we talked. He said, yeah, might as well just see what happens. And you know, I'm thankful for that opportunity, and I'm just glad that I actually ended up giving it a try.
What was that first experience on the mound like from the other point of view after being a hitter your whole life?
Well, during the fall, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, we're just seeing what it's like. And then the first time actually pitching in a game that actually mattered, it was like, what am I doing? it wasn't the greatest outing I ever had, that's for sure, but the knowing that it's like you're competing against one person, it's one-on-one all the time, it was definitely a really cool experience. And now I'm doing it at the pro level, and I'm just, you know, really enjoying it.
So you are one of the few pitchers on this roster who, now with the DH not being a thing everywhere, has actually swung a bat. So compared to everybody else on the roster pitching wise do you think you have the best batted of anyone on the roster?
You got to see me in batting practice. If you see me in batting practice, you'll know. I still got that juice.
Justin, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. We're back after this on the Shuckers Radio Network.